Dear brothers and sisters, yesterday, kahapon po yung ating tatawag na yung start of the season of Lent. This is the time that we commemorate the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ in order to save us. And, well, it's all because of the sins of the original sin. And because of this, our Lord had to come into our world in order to save us from this original sin. So, without our Lord Jesus Christ, there would be sufferings, and there would be no one who can save us from our sins and from this sinful world. You know, we suffer also with our Lord. And we know that there are some people who are asking why we have to suffer. And that is unavoidable. You know, one time I solemnized a wedding, and they were happy, you know, blissful. But then later on, I didn't see them anymore, yung mag-asawa. And when I met this husband and wife, they had already 3 children. And I said, "How do you find your wedding? Because you're very happy, you're blissful, as if everything was okay." Well, the husband said, "Father, you know, I have known now that there are 3 rings in marriage." "Ano naman yung mga 3 rings na yan?" tinanong ko. "Father," said, "the first was we had an engagement ring. Later on, we had a wedding ring." "Oh, and then what is the other one?" I asked. "Well, Father, the third ring is suffering," sabi niya. So I said, "Oh," and they were very blissful when they were started. They started. Alam niyo, kahapon ay is Valentine's Day, no, and also Ash Wednesday. And somebody said that, there is no Valentine without a Lent, kasi yung spelling ng Valentine, Valen, ano, Lent, and then Tine. So, in other words, it is trying to say that there is always a Lent, even in the happy moments or in a happy Valentine's Day. So, this shows really, my dear brothers and sisters, that life in this world is not really that a happy Valentine's, you know, kaya nga Lent is there, but rather that we suffer with Christ, whether we like it or not. And this is when we experience sicknesses or that we have pains and mental and emotional sicknesses in our lives. And we have to be thankful if the Lord has been helping us and curing and healing us of our sicknesses. Of course, if we can remedy our sufferings and our sicknesses, then well and good, and we should be grateful to the Lord. However, it is impossible that all of us do not have sufferings. And this is the lesson that we learn from already the Lenten season, when we suffer with Christ, and when we commemorate what's really the meaning of the Lenten season. Dear brothers and sisters, sana po ay we should not really blame our Lord if we are sick or we have different sicknesses, but rather that we raise up our sicknesses in together with the sufferings of our Lord. Let us pray for that serenity prayer that says, God, grant me the courage to change the things I can change, the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. So that should be our prayer, the prayer of serenity. However, if we cannot anymore do anything, for example, with your health or even with the sickness that you're going through, then let us pray for serenity to accept a thing or your sickness that you cannot do, and remedy, and God will help us, and to always think that indeed in life there are pains and sufferings, and even our passing away from this world. So let us let me end with the prayer of Saint Paul, who said, he who suffers and dies with Christ, and he shall live to eternal life. Amen. Mm-hmm.